Right, okay, we are up to Simon Tofresh Samechei. We'll be doing Tofresh Samechei. And we'll afterwards carry on with Simon Tofresh Samechvov. Although I don't think we'll finish Tofresh Samechvov, but we'll definitely start a little bit. I'll be honest with you, there's one concept in Simon Tofresh Samechei which I possibly don't understand. I'm coming here to the shiur hopeful that somebody can help me out. I don't understand how this concept works. Maybe somebody can help. Okay, Simon Tofresh Samechei is the following. Esrog also lechol b'shvi, a new topic, which is that the Esrog from the seventh day onwards, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, the seventh day onwards is also. And then Shulchan Aruch explains a little bit what the concept is. So let's start, bottom of page 268. Esrog also lechol b'shvi. Esrog b'shvi also. And Esrog on the seventh day is also. It means you can't have any, what the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to eat it. So on the seventh day, after you fulfill the mitzvah, you may say, listen, I paid so much money, I might as well get my money's worth. I did to fulfill it. I want to eat it now. You paid so much money for it. You probably want to, you want to get your money's worth. You want to eat it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Esrog b'shvi also. You're not allowed to eat it. The reason being, what's the reason why can't you eat it? Shari hukta lekol shiva. It's hukta, it's been set aside for a mitzvah purpose. Anything which has been set aside for a mitzvah purpose, you can't eat it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, let's see Sifkotn Aleph and Sifkotn Beis. Sifkotn Aleph, Esrog b'shvi, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu le'acha shenasis boi mitzvah say. That means that even after you've completed the mitzvah, it's still hukta mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah comes over here to say that, don't say that, say it only applies if you still have to do the mitzvah. No, says the Mishnah Berurah, even once you have completed the mitzvah, and you could have argued that, there's no mitzvah purpose anymore in it. No, although you have completed the mitzvah, finished your mitzvahs, nevertheless, it's hooked to the mitzvah, it's set aside for a mitzvah. Also, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton based be'achila. What about hana? So you're not allowed to eat it. What about other benefits? Are you allowed to have a benefit, another type of benefit, a non-eating? Are you allowed to? So smelling, I want to leave out smelling. Because smelling is a good point. I want to leave this out. Yes?
It can certainly be, you have hana because you can sell them. And so somebody who hasn't managed to take the whole 7 days, and this is his opportunity.
Yeah, but selling is not considered a hana. So I'm talking about a physical type of hana.
Hana by basa v'cholam, you can't.
You're correct. It's different here. It's different. You're quite right. It's different here. It's a nice point. It's different than basa v'cholam, yeah. Would you be allowed to have any other? So the emphasis is, the post can say that, Mishnah Berurah only says, achilu, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not, the same would apply also with regards to hana, benefit as well. Do you know about have you ever come across a skula for expecting to bite off the, have you ever heard of that? Expect, mothers or women who are expecting, they bite off the pitam. Pardon? I am unable to explain it.
You could explain it, but not here.
No, I can't. I can't explain it. Okay, that's a thesis, I hear. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, there's two approaches within contemporary authorities over here. May I please ask Cohen? Yes, okay, can you share this with the public?
The fruit of the eighth of the earth, some say, was an Israel. And the lady was punished through what? Through and therefore, by biting it, you're making that easier, you're really thanking that.
What was Warwick Avenue, chat to?
Yeah, I got it wrong. So the ockets and the pism are two different things.
Okay. Right. Okay, so would you be allowed, would an expecting mother, would she allowed to, so that's where some ladies have that, I'm not going to call it a minik, but they bite off the pitam. So would you be allowed to bite off the pitam on shvi? We learned esrog b'shvi is also. And we learned it's not just achila, it's also hana. So would you be allowed to do that on the shvi? You fulfill, you've completed your mitzvahs for 7 days, you bite off the pitam. Or is that considered hana?
They don't eat it, they just bite
it off. Correct. Biting it off.
No
hana.
anyway. Nowadays it's dangerous for you anyway.
It's what? It's
spraying it.
Yeah, they're spraying it. Okay, I suppose you can just bite it without. It's not healthy.
Even if it was after Sukkot.
You won't eat it. You won't eat it. Okay, they've been sprayed, which is true. They've been sprayed. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. No, it's nice. It's a nice thought. Yes. So it's not for now. So the Emma says it's a machloika. Some say, so Abraham Kanievsky actually says that you don't have hanor from it. She doesn't have hanor. It's not hanor. Just biting it off. Just you give it a good bite and that's not really considered hanor in his matya. Others are machmir. So some actually would say that Bishvi would be also. Some say that Bishvi is also. So it's a machloika, but Abraham Kanievsky is matya. Yeah. Okay, says the, so that's, so Esek Bishvi also, Sharei Hukzal, Hukzal Ekol Chivo. Vafilu Nifsal, Acha She also Boy Mitzvah, what if it becomes Posol? So say that for some reason or another, the Esek has become Posol on the seventh, on the sixth day. Is it then? Are you then allowed to have anor from it or not? So Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Afilu nifsa la'acha shenase boi mitzvah, also lekol shiva yomim. Yes, the esek is also be'achila as long during the, it's, even if it's become posul, it's muktzah mitzvah, and it becomes, even if it's posul, it becomes muktzah. Uve shmini atzeres mutter, but on shmini atzeres it will be mutter. Why is it that on shmini atzeres it's okay? Why is on Shmini Atzeres it's okay?
Because on Shmini Atzeres one doesn't have a heel to wave the Arba Minim and the Esrog.
Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah Tzev Katan Dalaf Af Bishmini Do Safek. No, sorry, I'm reading for later on. Over Chutz La'aretz. However, in Chutz La'aretz, Bas in England, Sha'osim Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Golias, that we keep 2 days Yamim Tovim because of. In Chutz La'aretz we keep 2 days. There the halach is also at Bishmini. In Chutz La'aretz, even on Shmini, it's going to be also as well. And why is that? Here the Mishneh Berurah in Sef Katan Dalet explains, second line, Af Bishmini do Sofek Shvi, because it could be that it's the seventh. Right? That's the whole idea, that Shmini could be seventh. We don't know. Therefore, the Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz in England, you're actually not allowed to have hanor from it. The Mishneh Berurah does conclude, and it does say, V'inatazel in Yimsal Le'osh La'akel Bishmini, that if it become possible, then on Shmini it would be permitted in Chutz La'aretz. Aber the Korban is Sal Cholik Olav, the Korban is Alez, argues with him. V'chei Kosev V'chidush HaRitva L'Hachmin, the Ritva is also Machmin. It sounds like Mishneh Berurah is actually answering as well. Now, continues the Mishneh Berurah, and he says, V'chutz La'aretz Sh'oisim Shnei Yomim Tovim Shekol, it's also up Shmini. Umotah Be'chi'i, on the ninth day, it's permitted, eat wherever you are, v'afilu chaliyos pe'echot b'shabbos. With regard to the ninth day, it's permitted, even if it's falling on Sunday. So the ninth day is falling on Sunday, which means that Shmini Atzeres was on Shabbos. So he said that it's okay, but he does add, v'yesh oisrim b'chaliyos pe'echot b'shabbos. Then he says, no, there are authorities, and that's when it's getting a bit, that's where I don't understand. There are authorities, says Shulchan Aruch, that hold, that if the ninth day is on Sunday, and Shmini Atzeres was on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to have hanor from the esek, not only on Shmini Atzeres, but also on the ninth. Why is that? Why not? So, sounds what? Oh, very good. So I will read a few words in Mishneh Berurah. But I'll be honest with you, that's where I'm a bit stuck. I don't fully understand it. Let's go through two Mishneh Berurahs. I want to start with Sifkot and Vav, because that's the one I don't understand. Sifkot and Vav says in Mishneh Berurah, some say that even on the ninth you can't use the Esek. Why is that? V'yesh oim svir alohu tehold, the gam bezesh shayich hachona. Yeah, listen to that. There's a concept of hachona, preparing. Kevin shi also b'yoimoy. Since on the eighth, which was Shabbos, it was also b'hanor. So therefore, on the ninth, it's also awesome because Shabbos can't prepare for Sunday. Rabbi said that if necessary you can be lenient. Because the majority of the authorities are matir. And the one who allows it, which is if cotton hay, afilu chaliyo is b'achol b'shabbos, v'lo yasirin l'mitam achona, the one who is matir says there is no achona here, kim v'shikvay hoyo b'oilom, it wasn't really existing on Sunday, v'lo yasir b'oimaisir, nothing happened to it. It was totally passive. So therefore, just because the esri is also on Shabbos, doesn't mean there's no reason to just ask it on Sunday, which is the 9th. There's no reason to ask it for the 9th. But there is authorities who say that since it was also on the 8th, which was Shabbos, the issur of Achona applies, the concept of Achona applies, because Ein Shabbos Mechin for Sunday, Shabbos cannot prepare for Sunday. Therefore, since on Shabbos it was also, some authorities say, it's going to be us on Sunday as well. I don't understand that. I don't know where that's coming from. And I've come here tonight to ask for some help.
How is Kahana when it already existed in its present state before Shabbos? I find it
swear. Yeah, you're very good company because the Mishnah Berurah says the Eli Rabbi also doesn't understand it. And the majority of authorities fully agree with you. We're good, good company. Therefore,
it's not yet.
So you're saying it's not. So you therefore what?
So then it becomes usable the next day from a day that it wasn't usable.
Say that again, that since on Shabbos it was not usable, it was Muktzah.
And it becomes usable after Shabbos, isn't that?
Why is that Achona?
Yeah,
I find it hard to understand that. I find it hard, yes?
Anything on Shabbos which has any Issa Tiltul or any Issa Achila, if you have Shivrei Kalim,
yeah,
which are all Osa to either to move or anything like that. By the same argument, it would all be Osra and Sunday because
yeah, have yeah. You hear that? Do you hear that? Yeah.
If you cook something on Shabbos and so it was a shogeg, even then there are plenty of vineyards which would say
yeah, but that's not Issa Achona anyway. That's Ma'aseh Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say you could say you even cooked be'era betotos for after Shabbos.
Right.
Or you did some kind of even a malacha after Shabbos. Then you could still say there could be Kadesh Yaseh.
So it wouldn't be also the whole Sunday, you're saying.
There's no comparable case. If there's any comparable case in the whole of Hofer Shabbos and Hofer Yom Tov, then you could have some kind of Shtol too, whatever the expression is.
Yeah, comparison, yeah.
There isn't. It's right.
Right. Okay, so I think we're all agreeing that it's a little bit hard to understand just because the Essek was also on Shabbos. Why does that mean that the Essek should also be on Sunday too? And indeed, the majority of the authorities are matir, but it's just an interesting opinion which I can't really fully understand. Save base. Hifrish Shiva Esroigim le Shiva Yomim. You have separated 7 Esroigim for 7 days. Somebody, he got 7 very nice Esroigim. Wow, what a beautiful! He had 7 beautiful esroigim, and he couldn't resist the temptation. So he didn't. Well, what he did is that he just okay, that's for Sunday, that's for Monday, that's for Tuesday. Every day its own esrog, and he didn't. What he didn't do, he didn't shake all 7 each day. He didn't do that. He separated 1 esrog for Sunday, 1 esrog for Tuesday, 1 esrog for. So he finished Shiva Esroigim and Shiva Yomi, separated, designated, I should say, 7 Esroigim for 7 days. Kol Echot Yoitziboy, he can use each and every one of them for the mitzvah. Ve'oich lo lemocha, and the day after you've used it, make a salad out of it, an Esrog jam. Eat it with greatest pleasure. It's not hooked to the mitzvah. Why is it not hooked to the mitzvah? Sorry? Very good, because it's been designated for one of because you can use it the next day because you knew in advance you had 7. So each of them is hooked to the mitzvah for one specific day. For the next day you can eat it. What about that day that you used it? then you can't, says Shulchan Aruch. But beyoymoy, also on its designated date that used it for the mitzvah, yeah, then it's also, you can't have any benefit from it. Shehukta lekolo isayom, if something becomes mukta, it becomes mukta for the entire day, not just for a part of the day, and you won't be able to, you won't be able to eat, make the esrog jam straight after you used it. Even by night, after night, if you're really desperate for your esrog jam, you can do it by night, after night already. You don't have to wait for the next day, fair enough. Fascinating shayla, if somebody wants to think about it. It's an interesting shayla Mishnebura shares over here with us. He says, what's the din with regards to ben hashmosha? So say you've got seven esrogim. It's a nice thought. If you've got seven esrogim, you've designated each esrog for one day. And now, okay, so we're learning on the following day, you can certainly eat it. And we're learning also that after Nacht, it's already considered halachically the next day, certainly can use it as well. What about Ben Ashmoshes? Can you make the Esrog jam ready Ben Ashmoshes or not? The nice thought is Mistapek, it doesn't make any maskonas. Your thoughts, Rabbi Isai? Interesting one? Probably right, based on? Right, something like the Rabbanon.
Something like
the right? Yeah.
And you can't do the mitzvah with it anyway after.
You can't?
So that you hadn't shaken yet. You, after Shkia, you can't do the mitzvah anyway for that
day. Yeah.
The mitzvah, the designated mitzvah purpose has gone.
Yeah. Shkia, right? And, yeah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore, you're saying.
So
right, since you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore, one could argue that it's fine. Yes, very nice thoughts. I think it's all very valid points. But on the other hand, one could argue that there's a bit of a chazokah still. There's a chazokah that you have to be mafkia the chazokah. It's still the cheskas yoim. Sometimes we find the story with regards to Ben Ashmoshes that it's still cheskas yoim. You have to be mafkia the chazokah. It's still the cheskas yoim until you know for sure it's nacht. So one could argue that there's a bit of a swore to not to allow it. But fair enough, that there's swore to say that it's fine. Okay, Simon Tofrei Samachvav, Dinei Sukkah B'yom HaShvi. Rabbi Yisrael, how do you do it on, how do you do it with regards to the Sukkah? On Shmini Atzeres. Well, let's talk about it. Chutz Lo'etz Avi, how do you, when do you go back into the house? How do you go back into the house? When you go back to the house, what do you do about the sukkah? How does that all work?
We keep it in the kotzeres anyway, but
because of the sfeikah d'yoma, you keep everything?
Well, we don't necessarily eat in it, but, you know.
Okay, you don't eat in it? How do you do it? No lay shave, but otherwise, you need the sukkah. Eating in the sukkah, eating in the
sukkah. Don't eat
the day though in your time. Yeah. Okay. No, there's you know, on your own. Right, okay. Do you do anything about, if you move back into the house, do you do anything about the sukkah? You leave it? You leave it till Hanukkah? Yes. You make me feel very good. Thank you very much. You make me feel much better. what do you do about it? You keep the sukkah as it is. You do something about the sukkah. As soon as you don't, when you don't use the sukkah anymore,
you can bring it to things that you need.
You straight away down. Yeah, but when it's still the last day you go, you have the meal. Where do you have the meal? In the home. Do you do anything about the sukkah? You keep it as it is. Do anything? Take something out. Good. Okay. Simon Tofrei Samachvav. Dinei Sukkah B'yom HaShvi. The Sukkah Yom HaShvi. Let's remember, this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're going to start with Eretz Yisrael. So now, we have to realize that the starting point of this Simon is the following. Yidden didn't live in such abundance like we do nowadays. So they had the house and they had the Sukkah. And whatever they needed for Yom Tov, for eating, they would put over Sukkahs in the Sukkah. And whenever it was time to go back into the house, to bring back everything to the house, there wasn't the abundance that we've got nowadays. You keep, you know, you've got plenty of, you can keep everything in the sukkah, you can have in the house, you didn't have that. Either it's in the house or it's in the sukkah. You know, you couldn't have everything. So there was a problem. So what happens? So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. So, AFLP, Shagom HaMelechol B'yom HaShvi Shachis. Okay, the seventh day, that's all again, we're talking about the seventh day. AFLP, Shagom HaMelechol B'yom HaShvi Shachis. Although you have finished eating the meal on Yom Tov, on the seventh day, you finished eating the day meal, lo yistos sukkosa, don't break down the sukkah. Don't take down the sukkah yet. But moitziu es hakelim, take all the kelim and all the utensils mimena from the sukkah, min amein chavelemala, from the afternoon onwards, you can bring the items back into the house. Umesakanes habayis, and arrange the house, prepare the house, lichvod yom toivah achan, for the eighth day, for the last day of Yom Tov. So he says that you can't, lo yistos sukkos, don't take down your sukkah altogether. Excuse me. Don't break down the sukkah altogether on the seventh. From mincha lemala, from the afternoon onwards, you could first of all take the everything that you need. You can take that into the house. Point number one. Point number two, you can prepare the things in the house. You can start preparing the things. For the last day Yom Tov. Mishnah Musaf Kot Na'arav. Lo yistos sukkosoi. You mustn't take down the sukkah altogether. Why not? Why can't you take down the sukkah? Why can't you take the... Says the Mishnah Berurah, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got the first wide line. Lo yistos sukkosa, don't take down your sukkah. Why? The kol hayoyim, the entire day, choyvosoi, his obligation is lishoin, to sleep, or lishanein, shaman, to learn there. Bekitza, he still needs to spend the day in the sukkah. It's the seventh day. Seventh day, we have an obligation to spend in the sukkah. So therefore, you still need to have the sukkah. What happens if in the afternoon you're suddenly starving? You're suddenly starving, has ever happened to you? Suddenly you're so hungry again. You've eaten for a whole week non-stop. Non-stop you've had sudas, but suddenly you're just so hungry. Ever happens? So suddenly in the afternoon, it's the seventh day. So what happens if you've taken down the sukkah? You're going to be rather stuck. Because you still need to have a sukkah. You still need to have a sukkah. So therefore, on the seventh day, don't take your sukkah down because maybe you're going to be hungry again. You know, people have to be a bit more long-sighted. Just because after a meal you feel full doesn't mean that you're going to be full forever. So therefore, you mustn't take down a sukkah altogether. You mean, how would you technically take it down? I'm not... The Emma says... The question will be answered in the Seif. Okay? Yes?
How come all these Rachonas are allowed anyway?
With regards to this Rachona, we'll address that point as well.
Even the Mishpura says that the preparations for the Yom Tov have been made.
Good. This is an extremely interesting point that you're mentioning now. What about this Rachona in the first place?
It says on the Kodiyako Tanto, no preparations for second Yom
Tov. Good. Yeah, good. Very good. So very good. So about with regards to Isra Achana, we'll address that as well in Mitzvah Hashem. It's a very good point. We'll address that as well, Mitzvah Hashem, but not tonight.
Would take the sukkah down be some malachim that's not on?
Yeah, we will get to that. How would you actually take it down? We'll get to that. Mitzvah Hashem. Min amincha velemalo, safe cotton base, min amincha ktana. Yeah, it's talking about mincha ktana. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch, second line. Vim einoy lefanois kelov. If he cannot, vim einoy lefanois kelov, if he doesn't have to, take everything away, and he still wants, what happens if he wants to eat in the eighth day, he still wants to eat in the sukkah. If he wants to eat in the sukkah, can you eat on the eighth day in the sukkah? Shmina, can you eat in the sukkah if you want? Can you eat in the sukkah or not? Then, Dalach, what do you think about this? Can you eat?
You can.
Oh, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael though, but okay. No, you can't. Why not? Why can't you eat in Eretz Yisrael on the eighth day? Bal Tosif. Oh, does everybody agree to that? In Eretz Yisrael, on the eighth day, there certainly isn't a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. It's not like Chutz La'aretz. There certainly isn't a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah on the eighth day. You should eat, the Torah says you should eat in the sukkah for 7 days. Certainly not 8 days. So in Chutz La'aretz it's different, but in Eretz Yisrael there isn't. So what do you think about eating on the eighth day in the sukkah? Are you allowed to?
Why should we? Why don't we know as you're eating? during Sukkot, it's called a Sukkot. Now you can call it a normal house.
You can, so you're saying that there is no concept of Baal Tosif if it's not a sukkah. What makes it what makes it not a sukkah anymore?
The time period.
Oh, time period. Spit like we mentioned last week. Zman. Talach hazmano, it's not considered. There's no Baal Tosif. Remember we spoke about lighting lighting Chanukah candles after Chanukah. Eating matzah. If you're eating matzah, there's no Baal Tosif like hazmano. So is that, but, oh, listen to, because it does say the following, Shulchan Aruch does say, but so if you don't want, if you do want to eat on the eighth day, Shulchan Aruch says, Vim eilu lefanas gebroitze lecho b'shvil, if you want to eat on the eighth day, Tzorich lifchoiz b'mokim arba al arba, you need to take down four tfachim and eight tfachim on the sukkah, lasso is hacker to make a recognizable sign, shu yoshev bo, that you are sitting in the sukkah, shaloi leshemitz v'sukkah, not for fulfillment of the sukkah. Why is that? Shlo yire nire kemoisif. What does shlo yire nire kemoisif mean?
It means it's...
To translate very accurately?
It doesn't appear like a
moisif. It doesn't appear like a moisif.
What do you have to do? You have to remove 4x4
amos. 4 and 4 tfachim. You need to take away. So it means that once again, can I just address? So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, there's no genuine Baal Tosif over here. It's just that you don't look. If you're somebody sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day, in Eretz Yisrael, that is, your neighbor say, oh, I knew every year I'm getting this wrong. Every year I'm getting this wrong. You're still eating in the sukkah today, and he's quickly rushing back out in the sukkah, and he's making a suda in the sukkah. So it appears like you're doing something. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that Sifkot and Dalit and Sifkot and Arba and Arba. The Afal gav the Avir poisel b'shloshet tfachim. Although Avir really, you wouldn't need 4 tfachim. You could actually invalidate the sukkah with less than 4 tfachim. You could actually. Mikol makom nevertheless, en hekakol kach. It wouldn't be so recognizable if you're only making less than 4 tfachim. Im lek shepoiches b'sach dalit dal shub, shir makom choshub. You need to take down 4 tfachim and 8 tfachim because that's when you've got recognizable, you've invalidated the sukkah properly when it's 4 and 4. Good question. Depending on the sukkah, you may not have invalidated. Correct. You may not, but certainly you've made you've laid literally a hole in the sukkah. You've done.
Just throw a sheet over if you don't want to take a hole down.
It's not poshut. It's not poshut. It's not poshut. The sheet we've discussed that it may not. You're saying because it's a hekka. What are you saying?
Because it's not a sukkah. I mean, you're,
right.
It's not even that you're sitting in a sukkah with a hekka. You're just not sitting.
You're saying that it should be working as a hekka.
If you're sitting under a sheet.
Yeah.
It's not a sukkah.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. It's a good point. I do not know. I don't know. Could be that. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? Cover sheet on the sukkah. Is that? Yes. You're right. But the thought is that it's still recognizable as
a. Is the point that it's a hekka, or is the point that it's?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Good point. Yeah. It could be that since it's still kosher. The sukkah per se could be according to opinions is okay. It will, depending on the case, could be still kosher. Depending where you've put it and how you've put it, what you've put. So, it could be that it's actually not a good hacker. Could be. It's something to think about, yeah. Yeah, if you've taken more than 4 and 4, you're certainly right. If you're taking more than 4 and 4 for him, it's certainly okay. Yeah? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hey, to answer your question. Sifkot and Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, Kemoisif. But he's not properly a Baal Tosif. He's not genuinely over Baal Tosif. Why? It's the achazmano. What's the big point being of an achazmano? And unless you have pure intention, it's not Baal Tosif over here. So it's not really Baal Tosif. So what it sounds like, Mishnah Berurah is metayik over here, that you're not really doing Baal Tosif. What you are doing is the nirek Baal Tosif. It appears that you're doing Baal Tosif.
If you had a situation where you'd be eating there the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on Sukkot, you take the roof off. Would it still be, if it's not recognizable to anyone, that there might be a chashash of Baal Tosef, because you're eating
there
the rest of the time.
One could argue, yeah. I hear that, yes?
Is this only the day after the Sabbath?
Yes. So
any other day during the year is not...
Yeah. Okay, stop here.